If I just took a glance at this, the first thing I would see is that, ooh, I have a health reminder out here. It says that I have one. So I could click on health reminder.
Willa Lyon, Director of Physician Relations and Business Development for Mercy Health System of Northwest Arkansas, is demonstrating the organization's new online service called My Mercy. The free service is now being offered to patients whose primary care physician is part of Mercy. Patients can more easily access their health records by logging onto the site via their computer or smartphone.
You can check your health summary that your physician has listed for you out there. You have your medical history as well. So again, you can look at that historical data. And you can create a wallet card for yourself that has a list of all of your medications that you can put inside your wallet. With that, you can renew your prescriptions out here. And a lot of times, you know, it may be that you're getting ready to leave on a trip. We have a lot of travelers in our area that travel for work, and they may be off somewhere and traveling and have forgotten to get a refill, use the last one of their medication. They can go on here, click it, and submit a pharmacy in the area that they're in and get their refills.
This service is available in many areas of Mercy's four-state region of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. Scott Street, President and CEO of Mercy Health System of Northwest Arkansas, says the service will be helpful to many patients.
My Mercy is a tremendous tool that we hope is utilized by the patients that access the Mercy Health System. It is so unique. We're one of only a handful across the United States that have this technology in place. In fact, one of the first to implement it. And so we're really glad to offer this to Northwest Arkansas and to our patients and families.
One reason this service was brought to this area is because ease of access to medical records is something local residents have requested.
You know, we started this summer with what we call a community master plan. And the first initiative was to have several large community forums to talk about where the communities, those communities around us and that you and I live in, what they want from Mercy in the future. And one of the top primary items that kept coming up was access. And so this is one way we're addressing that concern and issue we heard loud and clear from those community forums. And we had dozens of them, and access kept coming up. And so this is a major tool for Mercy to give back to the community to improve access.
Patients can use My Mercy to book their own appointments by viewing a physician's schedule and selecting an open time slot. My Mercy also allows them to contact their physician via email.
We always say do not send emergent messages through My Mercy. Clearly call 911 or ER, but know that your doctor has up to 48 hours to respond. We ask them to respond within the next day, so you can email 24 hours a day. You can send it at midnight when your child is sick or ill, and then at 8 a.m. when the doctor comes in, he may check his in baskets, or you know, when he gets here at 5 a.m. before rounds, he may check his in basket and respond to you, or it may be end of day after he has had clinic. But we try to have all of our responses within 48 hours. And again, we aren't expecting these to be emergent. These are things that you've just got a little bit of a question. You're thinking, you know what? I want to remember to ask that. Because what happens so many times is you get in the doctor's office and you're just kind of shook a little bit and you cannot remember your question. So if you could email them when you're thinking of it, it makes it much, much easier.
Lyon adds that physicians have found this feature to be quite beneficial.
Our physicians are finding that this has been a very helpful thing for them because it's not a lot unlike in the past. Whenever you had a question, you would call into the office and someone would take the question down and then the doctor would call you back, which really took more steps and more time than the physician getting an email. So this has actually been a savings for the physicians. So at first, you know, we had the concerns that will this be more of a time eater, if you will, but it really has been more of a time saver with things than the old-fashioned, just the phone call and someone having to take it down and write it down, get it to the doctor.
Patients can also receive certain lab results via the online service.
One of the things that the physicians do have the control over is they can go in and look at your test results, and they have to release them to your MyMercy account. So that means that they've looked at them, you know, and they've said, okay, I see that, I've got it. Because there are those test results that are so sensitive that you don't want to just see them online and not understand what you're seeing. So if it's something that's very sensitive, the physician may not release it directly to MyMercy. They may make a phone call to you quickly, and then it's released.
Lyon adds that the service does have an educational component. For example, a lab report may provide both results and an explanation of those findings. Although test results will be available online, patients may still need to speak to a doctor. In addition to accessing one's health records, MyMercy can also be used to help monitor the health of a relative, such as a child.
Mothers can be linked to their child. So if you are 13 years of age or younger, a parent can log on as your proxy. If you're 13 years of age or older, the 13-year-old has to sign off saying, yes, it's fine for my mom to have access to my medical records or whatever. But one of the things that sometimes is difficult for parents is there's often times where they have to have lists of immunizations for school, for activities, for church camp, for whatever you might be going to. And you have to call the physician office right now, and then they have to pull the records, and then you have to go up and pick them up, and it takes a lot of time. Where with MyMercy, the immunizations are all listed. All you have to do is be on a computer, go in, pull up your child's immunizations, and click print.
Adult children caring for their parents can also use MyMercy to access their mother or father's records. MyMercy is one function of Mercy's $450 million system-wide electronic health record system called Epic. Since being introduced to Northwest Arkansas in the fall of 2010, nearly 5,000 patients have signed up for the service, which Lyon says gives patients better access to their physicians.
The response that we're seeing from the public has been overwhelming on the positive of thank you so much for doing this. This has given me greater access. I think it lends itself a little bit more even to the patient being able to talk to the physician more so, because sometimes you hate to just pick up that phone and as it were bug the physician. You'd think you were bugging your physician, where with this it's like, you know, to type an email, it's a little bit easier to do, and so patients access their physician a little bit more, and the physician feels like he has more interaction back with the patient. So it makes it a little bit easier than just picking up the phone. And also, when you would pick up the phone, you could only do that from like 8 to 5. So if you had a problem after, you know, where you needed to contact someone after work or whatever, you tend to just go, you know, I'm just not going to worry about it, and you wouldn't reach out to your physician. Where now, I think patients are maybe reaching out to the doctor and asking those questions a little bit earlier instead of sitting there with that sinus infection for that extra day or things along that line. So access has been much, much better with this, and I think just the patients feeling like they have the ability to connect with their doctor.
MyMercy is offered by all 38 primary care physicians that are part of Mercy Clinic of Northwest Arkansas. In the future, there are plans for MyMercy to be offered by Mercy specialists. In early 2011, the free service will also be available to all Mercy Clinic primary care patients in the Fort Smith and Hot Springs areas. More information is available at mymercy.net. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.